shout hallelujah every day.
All battles have expiry date. This is Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, your one-stop channel for daily devotional, prayers, inspiration, and the Word of God, powered by the Holy Spirit. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From my time zone, it's good morning to you and your family in Jesus' name. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. And the Bible says, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Hallelujah. Child of God, there are some battles that seem impossible to understand to the natural man, and at times to the spiritual man too. When such situations arise, then there's need for inquiry. Not all coincidences are natural. Some battles are self-influenced, especially when the people dip their hands to do evil or join themselves with forces of darkness. Hear this, no relationship with darkness ever ends well. Some battles come by association with wrong persons, some wrong marriages, some wrong things. Some battles come in due to ignorance, some battles come in for being in wrong places at wrong times. There are battles, and there are indeed battles. You are meant to overcome battles and not for battles to suppress you. You must confront and conquer. No pain, no gain. No battle, no victory. No opposition, no determination. However, the battles or situation, they all have an expiry date, and you must prevail in Jesus' name. Child of God, a Red Sea situation challenged the audacity of faith and belief of the children of God. Pharaoh knew where they were headed and knew the Red Sea was the final bus stop of the children of Israel. But one thing is sure, God makes a way where there appears to be no way. I repeat, God makes a way where there appears to be no way in the eyes of man. If you must be relevant in life, you must confront and conquer these dark forces. Joshua and Caleb led the assault against Canaan and won. If you fold your hands looking at the situation will laugh and bring ridicule to you. Jehu confronted, David confronted, Daniel confronted the situation, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego confronted the situation, they never folded their hands. You must confront in order to conquer. Never give up, never surrender. Lay your right hand on your head and take the following prayers with all audacity of faith. Number one, any weapon of darkness prepared with my name to strike me down, let them be wasted in Jesus' name. Number two, hired evil prophets to curse me, let the earth open up and swallow them up in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, altars where my pictures have been distributed, fire of God, scatter them asunder in Jesus' name. Prayer number four, powers projecting evil through the air, earth, wind, or fire to destroy me, O Lord, arise and waste them in Jesus' name. Prayer number five, let the water of the wicked become poison to the wicked in the name of Jesus. Prayer number six, every strange battle beyond my understanding be consumed by the blood of Jesus. And of course, prayer number seven, sponsors of sorrow and shame in my life be openly disgraced and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Make sure you take those seven prayers that have been listed out. Make sure you spend enough time dealing with them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you that is listening. Any evil programmed at the gate, evil programmed in front of your business, your office, enchantments and divination programmed to close the heavens over you, power of the Almighty God, reject them and destroy them in the name of Jesus. Every strange dust that is blowing against the glory of your business, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Evil agenda of the wicked to destroy all the labor of your hand, be disappointed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let all evil be neutralized in Jesus' name. Let the owners of evil imagination be consumed and destroyed by their imagination in the name of Jesus. Let the earth reject evil programmed against you in Jesus' name. I decree by the reason of the anointing, in your family, there will be no dust to dust or ashes to ashes in the remaining part of this year in Jesus' name. You will finish this year strong and well with full guarantee of a backing of the Holy Spirit. for you and for your family in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless those who have birthdays and wedding anniversaries today. Your joy, your glory, your heavens are open and blessed in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening. I would appreciate you sharing the messages with others. Someone somewhere may just need this message to change their lives for the better. Remember, we value your feedback and never take your time for granted. Stay blessed today and always in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.